This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're working through the book of Hebrews in the Bible and just listening to what God has to say to us about our lives. We looked yesterday at this challenge to lay aside out of our lives those things that are hampering us. They may not be sinful, but they just slow us down in running God's race. And then also to lay aside those sins that cling so closely to us. He goes on to say, starting in verse 4 of chapter 12 of Hebrews in the Bible, in your struggle against sin, now just stop right there and think about it. The Bible acknowledges that we struggle with sin. It doesn't just paint this rosy picture that, oh, it's just so easy to live this way of life that God outlines in the Bible. No, it acknowledges it's a struggle. Can you see that in your own life? Can you acknowledge it? Yeah, there's a real struggle, isn't there, with sin in our lives. Sin isn't just those big, terrible things like murder and adultery and these kinds of things. Sin is just that daily part of our lives that calls us, pulls us, draws us towards a focus on self. And it's a struggle not to live that way, to live focused on God and on others, and to constantly be asking the question, God, what do you want to do through me in this person's life? Not, how does my encounter with this person impact me? It's a challenge, isn't it? The writer of Hebrews says, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. You've not gone as far as you need to in battling sin in your life. And he asks a question. Have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons and daughters of God, that is? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him, for the Lord disciplines the one that he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. That is, God isn't just leaving you alone to battle sin in your life. He's going to discipline you, to shape you, just as you do your own children, to help them learn the right way to live. He goes on to say, it's for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? After all, isn't it true that if you don't discipline your children, in a way, you're not expressing love to them? Discipline is hard, it's not pleasant, but it's so important to shape a child. He goes on to say, if you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not really God's sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time, as seemed best to them. But God disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. So as you look at your life, recognize God is disciplining you. He's shaping you. Yes, there are negative consequences in your life when you choose to do what you know God does not want you to do. And those negative consequences are discipline from God. God is reminding you that he loves you, and more than he values your comfortable pleasure, he values your righteousness. You're doing what's right. You're reflecting him in this world. That's what matters more. So lift your drooping hands, strengthen your weak knees, make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. That is, when you feel the pain in your life caused by the consequences of your sin, straighten your path Do what's right, so that what is lame may be healed. God instantly responds when we recognize his discipline and say, yes, Lord. He begins to heal and restore. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.